Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for GWBC Radio's Open for Business. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from the 2022 WeBank National Conference at the Georgia World Congress Center. We're inside the booth of GWBC, booth 1812, if you want to stop by and see us. Right now, we have Kimberly Bunton with TKT and Associates. Welcome, Kimberly.
Well, welcome to me. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us about TKT. How are you serving folks?
TKT is a national full-service diversity firm. We have a whole suite of services and products, beginning with DEI, supplier diversity. We have a staffing organization called Astute Sourcing that does talent acquisition, full-service staffing. And then we have another arm called TKT Connect that does workforce development and spend management.
So what's your backstory? How'd you get into this line of work?
The backstory is that we were founded by this incredible woman named Tierra Cavanaugh. She was the affirmative action and chief diversity person for the state of Kentucky. Once she left that appointment, she started TKT with the largest construction contract in the nation at that time, which is the Indiana and Kentucky Bridges Project. And from there, TKT has grown into what is TKT today, which is in 2020, we were an Inc. 5000 number 20 company, and we're 6 years running on the Women Presidents Organization Fastest 50.
So now, for you personally, what has kind of been the most impactful thing where you've seen real change?
That's a good question. There are several changes. I mean, obviously, all businesses are going through the changes in the last 2 years. We lost our founder. However, we didn't lose our footing. And so for us, it was a shift in how we did our staffing organization and then actually adding new products to our repertoire, particularly in our consulting business with doing influencer marketing.
So then how did that kind of evolve? Like, was the customer telling you, hey, we need help in this area? Or was this something that just leadership said, hey, you know what, we should get into this area?
Well, you know, we were going through the pandemic, but we were also going through a racial crisis at the time. We had, George Floyd going on. And in Louisville, Kentucky, where we're headquartered, we had the Breonna Taylor incident going on. And so while we were based in DEI, we hadn't done much of that up until until 2020. We had kind of backed away from that, spent more time doing talent acquisition and supplier diversity. But once, you know, the civil unrest came upon us, we were forced into really coming out to do more of the DEI work, particularly with our chamber, and trying to help other companies and corporations that were already in our client base do more with DEI, and found a niche in influencer marketing because social media was so big anyways, but during the shutdown, social media became such a powerful force that DEI was expanded into that area.
So how do you kind of bring that service into your clients' kind of sphere of influence where they see like, hey, maybe this is something that we should take advantage of?
We literally started with pitching with one of our largest clients. We formed a partnership with a smaller influencer marketing agency. We established a new area called the TKT Collab, where we partnered with small and mid-sized black and brown agencies across the country that would not normally have the opportunity to work with some of the Fortune 500 companies that we worked with. And we said, hey, we've got a new product that we think that you can benefit from that can help you with getting out there, getting your word out there, and getting a more diverse clients, and literally started with one major client and started moving from there.
Now, how does it work? How does a firm kind of dip their toe into influencer marketing?
You need to know influencer marketing. So we literally had an in with a smaller influencer marketing agency that had a niche that is in black and brown influencers over the age of 40. And so we didn't start, trying to take on the big boys in influencer marketing. We really started with a gap. and said, okay, this is a gap. And we had a client that had a need in that particular area. And we had a niche in the types of events. We were doing events activations as well in the events that we had access to. And we just kind of made a marriage of it. It was very successful. And then we just kind of step and repeat and did it again and again.
And then what is kind of the biggest win in that area?
The biggest win is being able to put other black and brown creative agencies in front of major, major corporations. That's the big win. And that actually goes with our mission of continuity of commitment. And what we've defined continuity of commitment is providing diversity in every aspect of a corporation. So we were finally able to add that creative piece that we had not done before. We were able to service every other area, but not creative until 2020.
And then here at the WeBank National Conference, how do you go about getting the most out of your time here?
Oh, wow. Every moment here is getting the most out of our time. I mean, this is the first time in over 2 years that we've been able to get together. So it's really more like a reunion, if you will, of seeing people that we haven't seen before. We're sick of seeing each other on Zoom.
That's right.
And so it's just been amazing to go, hey, that's what you really look like, or hey, that's what you look like now.
You're much taller than I thought you were.
Yeah, exactly. I get that a lot. You're much taller, or your hair has grown so much since I saw you last, or whatever that is. But that, and then just, you know, we are strategically situated next to some of our biggest clients, and so being able to connect and have, you know, that access to them is also very powerful.
And then, so at this event, are there certain panels or speakers that you're excited to see, or is this just kind of the reunion, like you said, just getting to see a bunch of folks that you hadn't seen in a while?
Well, they've got some amazing speakers, and there's some great topics, I can tell you that. But for us, it really literally is connecting to those individuals and those corporations who have been supporting us all along. That has been our biggest excitement about being here, is to say thank you to the people that have been supporting us all along.
Now, any advice for a young person that maybe has started their own business, a woman-owned business, and hasn't gotten certified yet? Is there some advice for them to encourage them to get certified?
Yes. You know, the certification process can be tedious, and in some instances, you know, the paperwork can be daunting. But it's worth it. It's worth it to make sure that you're registered with those corporations so that you can be in the room to be able to receive those opportunities. Those RFQs, those RFPs have specific designations sometimes, and you can't receive them if you aren't registered with that company to do business with them, particularly if they are looking to do business with women-owned businesses.
So if somebody wants to learn more about TKT, what's the website?
TKTandAssociates.com.
Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all in a few at the WeBank National Conference 2022.